You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and I am joined by Anthony Merlin, Accessibility and Engagement Manager for Thameslink, Great Northern, Southern and Gatwick Express. Anthony, thank you very much for joining us here at Stevenage Station.
You're very welcome.
So we are here because blind and partially sighted volunteers have been doing some testing as part of the Sight Loss Council initiative to test the implementation of the IRA assistance app at some of your stations. Why was it important for Go Via Thameslink Railway to try a solution like IRA at your stations?
At Go Via Thameslink Railway, it's really important for us that everything we do makes sure that we provide an accessible railway for everyone, whatever their disability, and that absolutely includes blind and visually impaired people. So trialling the app, the IRA app, is a key part of that. It's a piece of innovation that we really want to understand. It was suggested by a member of our Access Advisory Panel, who's also with Thomas Pocklington Trust, David, and he suggested this might be a really useful app to help blind and visually impaired people to independently and confidently navigate our stations.
What sort of feedback have you received in general from the testing?
It's really early days. We've only had the app in place at four stations, Stevenage, Blackfriars, East Croydon and Brighton. Very early days for the trial, but early feedback we've had from users is really encouraging them. It's encouraging them to venture out, get onto the railways. And for those that want that independence, you know, we'll always have staff available to provide the guiding arm assistance or any other form of assistance that people need. But for those that want to make their way around our stations independently, very early indications from the IRA trial are it really helps people do just that.
Have you had any challenges while implementing the IRA trials? And if so, how have you managed to overcome them?
So far, as I say, very early days with the IRA app. Early indications are really good. It's very much a case of making sure that the zone that it picks up the user within, it's called a geocache zone, is right and that it covers the whole of the station. So we're looking at tweaking that where it needs to be tweaking. But overall, people who've been using the app have been very easily able to get through to a friendly, helpful advisor who's been in a good position, therefore, using the technology available by accessing the camera phone to be able to help that user, you know, really, really manage to use the station a lot more easily than would have been the case without the app.
What area does the IRA currently cover within the station?
It's very much designed to include the whole station boundary, so very much to enable the user to be able to pick up the assistance within IRA as soon as they step onto the station boundary. In the case of Stevenage, as soon as they come off the overbridge, as they enter the station. Here we are at the moment, we're standing on the retail park side of the station, which again is one of the key entrances, one of two key entrances. And we want people to be able to easily pick up the IRA support as soon as they enter that part of the station entrance.
Are there plans to try IRA at more of your stations?
It's very early days. As I say, we're trialling it at four busy stations at the moment, here at Stevenage, London Blackfriars, East Croydon and Brighton. It's a trial. It'll be going on for a year. And throughout that trial, it's really important we get as much user feedback as possible so that we'll be in a position at the end of the trial to really understand what the case is for rolling it out at a wider number of stations. And what we'd really like people to do is to use the app, use IRA, put it through its paces. On our travel support pages, apart from lots of useful travel information, there's also a really easy, accessible form to specifically feedback experience of IRA. And the more feedback we get from blind and visually impaired people at those four stations, the better we'll be placed to make decisions on any wider rollout at a later date.
What sort of lessons have you learned from the IRA trial so far?
We've only had the very earliest indications of feedback. But what we've learned from several users is it can really just help take the strain out of navigating stations. I've heard feedback where blind people have said to us that actually mentally it can take so much effort to navigate a station, and this provides just takes out some of that strain away from people. It provides them with that added confidence, knowing that they're put through to with an agent who can see where you're going. They by accessing the camera, can access lots of information, train running information, help find a member of staff really easily. So it takes away a lot of that anxiety and mental exertion, if you like, for a number of users, being given that pair of eyes available through Aira.
Are there any other technologies you are looking at possibly trialing in the coming future?
So there's a lot of innovation, lots of apps out there to enable blind and visually impaired people to confidently find their way around stations and on trains. And yes, indeed, Aira is one of those. And we at Thameslink Great Northern, we're really keen to work with other train operators, other app developers, just to sort of understand all out of all of those apps out there, which are the ones that really provide the greatest value for blind people, visually impaired people using our stations.
If blind and partially sighted passengers would like to give you feedback on these Aira trials on their own usage, where can they go to do so?
Gaining feedback is really important to us through this trial, so we'd really like anyone using the app, blind and partially sighted customers. It's very easy to feedback to us through the Thameslink, Great Northern, Southern or Gatwick Express websites. They'll all take you to travel support pages, and on those travel support pages there's a very simple and accessible feedback form. It takes just a couple of minutes to specifically feedback how useful people find Aira at our stations.
Fantastic. Anthony Merlin, Accessibility Engagement Manager for Thameslink, Great Northern, Southern and Gatwick Express. Thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Great talking to you. Many thanks.